COVID-19 coverage this morning with officials from Baxter Regional Medical Center. Joining us, President and CEO Ron Peterson, Infection Preventionist Stephanie Free, Technical Specialist, Lab PCR Department Ralph Van Dyke, and Director of Marketing Tobias Pugsley. Ron, we'll start with you and update on those latest statewide numbers.
All right. Good morning, Brad. The state has done a really good job in testing. We're up to 93,701 tests now. We have 4,923 confirmed positive cases. Currently, of those 4,923 positive cases, there are 77 that are in the hospital. There are 12 that are on ventilators. We've had 3,739 recoveries. So actually, we only have across the state 1,184 active cases right now. If you look at the county of Baxter County, there's 481 individuals that have been tested. We do have 6 positive cases right now. And we have 5 recoveries. That's 6 positive cases. That does add one since I think we've been on the air to the county. And we anticipate that we'll see a few more here in the county also. So we just need to be aware of that and continue to be careful. As far as a system, as far as Baxter Regional, we have tested 923 individuals now. I was looking at those numbers, and over half of those are outside of Baxter County. But we've tested 923, and we've had one positive, and that's it.
Well, Ron, let's talk about the hospital and how you're doing now with the elective surgeries now that they've opened up.
You know, elective surgeries have opened up, but so have other procedures, whether it's GI scopes, pain procedures, mammograms. We've opened up, and we're running, there was for a while that we're running at about 40% below what we'd anticipated, and we're starting to inch back up a little bit, but we're still running about 15% behind.
Have the financial strains on the hospital gotten any better now?
Well, it's all in your perspective, Brad. When we started this, I kind of thought, and this was my error, but I kind of thought this was a sprint and that we probably had a couple months to get through this. But as I look at the COVID, this is really a marathon from the financial perspective, and we're going to have to work on our financials and work on our volumes over the next 6 to 8 months to continue to bring it back. When you start with less than a 2% operating margin, which is what we started with, last year was one of our best years financially, and we had a 1.9% operating margin. And then when you go forward and your volume drops 40% in a 6 or 8 week period, and then it creeps back up to about 15%, we're going to be working on those financials over the next 6 to 8 months. But yes, they are improving, but we do still have work to do.
Ralph, we understand that Baxter Regional is now offering antibody testing. What can you tell us about that?
So when someone's exposed to a virus, whether that be COVID or the flu, your immune system is going to produce antibodies against that virus. So these are tiny little proteins that are going to grab onto the virus and help your body's white cells to recognize the virus and fight it off. So there's two things about antibodies. One, they're very specific to whatever your body's trying to fight off. So if you have antibodies against COVID, they're only going to bind to COVID. And two, they circulate in your bloodstream for a long time, even after you're fully recovered. So they kind of roam through the bloodstream and stay on the lookout in case you see that virus a second time. So in the lab, we can use those facts to help us detect those antibodies. We're actually going to mix a little bit of the patient's serum from their blood with the protein from the virus and wait and see if there's a reaction. If we find antibodies against COVID in the blood, then there's a good chance that your body has been exposed to the virus before, and then you've mounted an immune response to it. It could be useful also in the future to determine whether or not a patient's immune and for how long they're immune. Right now, though, we just don't know enough about that.
Ralph, how does the antibody test differ from the COVID-19 test?
So there's a few differences that I want to talk about. The first one is from the patient's perspective, what they're going to go through. For PCR testing, which is how we do the COVID-19 test, we're going to collect either a nasal swab or a throat swab, and then we use that swab for the testing. With antibody testing, it's a simple blood draw. So if you've had your yearly physical or any other sort of lab testing, you've probably seen that before. It's just a few vials of blood. The second difference is what we're actually looking for with a different test. So in antibody testing, we're looking in the blood for those specific proteins. With PCR, we're actually looking for the virus itself, the genomic material of the virus. So because of that, the most important difference is what information we can actually get from the test. Because PCR is looking for the virus itself, it tells us whether a person's infected at that time. On the other hand, because antibodies take a little while to form, a few weeks usually, serology testing or antibody testing is going to tell us whether they've been infected in the past. And so we really need both of those pieces in order to tell the whole story, which is why it's so crucial that BRMC can do that now.
Tobias, how can people get the antibody test if they feel they maybe have already had COVID-19?
Yeah, Brad, that's a great question. So we now, as Ralph said, we're offering the antibody testing, which is going to be a self-referral test. That means, I think a lot of people know that as a walk-in. You don't have to have a physician referral to do that. So what you're going to need to do is you're going to need to go to main registration, which is also known as admissions here at the hospital, anytime Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. And you'll show up there. Of course, you're going to be screened at the door for temperature. And we do ask that you've been at least symptom-free for 14 days if you wish to have an antibody test. But you come to admissions. This is a cash pay only test. It's $120. So you'll pay your $120. They'll show you to the lab where you'll have the blood draw taken, and then you'll be notified of the results once those are in. And again, we will ask people to wear a mask when they come in the facility. So please bring a mask with you and wear that.
Now, Tobias, you talked about masks. Here, the hospital's maybe running short on masks again. How can listeners help?
We are, Brad. You know, I kind of feel like a little bit of a broken record. You know, it seems like every week now we're asking for masks. But, you know, we're doing everything in our power. As a matter of fact, I had an email exchange yesterday from a designer in L.A. who is a fashion designer who is looking to try to even donate some masks to the hospital. But we still are in desperate need of those hand-sewn masks. And we really appreciate that all the ones that the community has been able. As a matter of fact, it's been over almost 6,000 masks now that the community's made for the hospital, Brad. But we go through so many of them now because people forget to bring them, visitors forget to bring them as they come into the facility. So we're still in desperate need of those. And those can be put in a bag and take to one of the either the ER entrance or the medical arts entrance, and with your name, and so we can thank you. And we'll get those to the right place. We really appreciate them. We're still accepting them, and we need them bad.
Stephanie, with things starting to open up now, has the hospital discussed relaxing the COVID-19 visitor policy yet?
We still only allow one visitor per patient per day and no one under the age of 18. But talking to other facilities across the state, it sounds like we are actually one of the least strictest on our visitor policy. We have lifted the travel restrictions to include only those hot spots listed by the Arkansas Department of Health, which now includes New York, New Jersey, New Orleans, Connecticut, or internationally.
We continue to hear reports across the nation of blood shortage. It's tough to get out and donate during this time. Is Baxter Regional experiencing any issues getting blood right now at the moment?
Well, unfortunately, there is always a shortage of donations nationally, but we have not had any significant issues because of the great management our lab has on our supply, but we are always encouraging people to go out and donate.
Ron, anything else we need to mention this morning?
Tobias has one thing here.
Okay. Yeah, I just want to make the distinction, Brad. You know, I know that out there, as I'm doing research on this and find out a lot, people sometimes don't understand the difference in the COVID-19 test, which is the nasal swab that tells you if you have the virus, versus the antibody test. And, you know, I told you how you can get the antibody testing, but for those that think that have the COVID-19 symptoms and think they have COVID-19, we do ask that you please call your primary care provider, or you can reach out to our COVID-19 hotline, 870-508-7001, and that's available daily from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Back to you, Ron.
Okay, and I just want to remind everybody we've done such a great job in lowering that curve, and especially here in Baxter County, that we don't want to let up. We want to make sure that we continue to keep our social distancing, keep washing our hands, keep wearing those masks when we're out in public. Very critical to make sure that we get through this. And I'll go with our famous line that Stephanie created, stay at home and don't roam.
There you go. Guys, again, great information this morning. We appreciate the time.
Thank you, Brad.
All right, Ron Peterson, Stephanie Free, Ralph Van Dyke, and Tobias Pugsley this morning from Baxter Regional Medical Center.